Christ is in our midst, and I greet you on this beautiful and glorious feast day, the entrance, the meeting of our Lord in the temple, 40 days from Christmas, 40 days from his nativity. Mary and Joseph brought Jesus according to the law to present him before God and to offer the offering that goes with that. And just two things. First of all, in the gospel reading, it says that Joseph brought a pair of turtle doves, which according to the law was one of the options that one could present as part of this offering. Although, to use a colloquialism, it was a second-rate offering. You only brought the turtle doves if you couldn't afford the better offering. And the better offering was an unblemished lamb. In Leviticus, it says, when your child is presented, you present an unblemished lamb. And then only if you couldn't afford it, well, you could substitute that with a pair of turtle doves. And of course, Joseph and Mary did not have any wealth. As we remember, gone from Nazareth down to Bethlehem, they had very little with them. They certainly didn't have enough money to afford a lamb. The Magi, with their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, didn't come yet. You know, we get the story a little mixed up the way it works on our calendar. They didn't come for like a year, maybe even longer. So at this point, Mary and Joseph still had no money, so they were unable to afford the lamb, and so they brought the second-rate offering of a pair of turtle doves. But really, God in his infinite wisdom foresaw all that, and this can go back really to Genesis, where Abraham is bringing his son Isaac up the mountain with the sacrifice, that the offering of his son, which we know God forestalls at the last minute. But Isaac asks Abraham, where's the ram, where's the lamb for the burnt offering? Because Isaac's looking around, not realizing it's him himself, looks around and, you know, sees there's no lamb. And Abraham says those prophetic words. He says, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. We see that as a foreshadowing of this meeting of the Lord in the temple. Where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Joseph can only bring the turtle doves. Where's the lamb? Where's the lamb? Well, the lamb is Christ himself. God has provided himself, which has a double meaning here. God himself has provided, but God has provided himself to be the lamb for the burnt offering. So the spotless lamb is Christ himself. Joseph didn't need to buy one because God had provided his only son as that spotless lamb. And for us, I think we can take that as a sign that where we are weak, where we are incomplete, where we are lacking, God, if our motive is good and our motive is holy and our motive is from God, God will fill in what is lacking in us. When a priest is ordained, the bishop puts his hands on the priest's head and said, the grace divine completes that which is lacking. You know, a human man can't function as a priest of God unless God completes that which is lacking, which is, you know, nearly everything God is completing, because nearly everything is lacking in a human man. So God completes that. But the same thing is true with all our daily efforts. God completes what is lacking in you if you're offering day to day, whatever you're doing, whether it's your offering to your family through work or caring, or whether it's your offering to society through work or compassion or taking care of the poor or helping those who suffer injustice. Whatever your work is in the world, if it is a holy calling from God, what you lack, God will complete. What you lack, God will complete. So one of the things we take from this meeting of the Lord in the temple is God completing what is lacking in us when our work is holy and from him. And then the second thing is a theme of light. You know, when Simeon receives Jesus in his arms, he says, my eyes have seen. So already you're getting a theme of light. My eyes have seen the light to enlighten. It's in there, it's the same sentence twice. The light to enlighten the Gentiles. Gentiles, that's us. And the glory, the radiance, more light, of Israel. And so again, we have this theme that Christ has come not only to fulfill what's lacking in us, but to be our light, to be our guide, to fill our hearts with wisdom and the ability to see what's good and to see what's true. and to see what's holy and put aside the things that cloud that, that confuse that, that try to mingle with that, and to put that aside so that we can see what is genuine light. And those of us in the Northern Hemisphere have an additional benefit, an additional icon of this light increasing, because obviously the days are getting longer, and here we are 6 weeks from the Nativity, which is at winter solstice by design. Christ has come into the world, and we're noticing now, at first it's just a few seconds a day, now it's a few minutes a day, the light is increasing, the light is getting brighter, so even the world around us is showing us as an icon, the spiritual light having come into the world and radiating more and more things so we can grow in knowledge of God, and more importantly, in wisdom, the wisdom of God, and be able to see the way of God for our lives. God bless you and keep you on this radiant and beautiful feast, a feast of completion and a feast of light, that he may be with you this day. We have a whole week of this festival. We'll talk more about it this coming Sunday with the celebration of the festal divine liturgy. Christ is in our midst.